Welcome back. The 10th annual Promises for Purple Walk to benefit pancreatic cancer research at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston is coming up this Sunday at Braintree High School, founded, as you may remember, by the late Claire Zampine-Wallo of Quincy, a Braintree native. And Claire approached me a year after the first walk and said, "Joe, I've got this walk going on. It's for pancreatic cancer, and people need to know about it." And I said, "Yes, Claire, whatever you say, come on the show and tell people about it." And ever since then, it's been my true honor to be associated with the Wallo family and to be associated with the walk. And today, we have the second and third generations here to tell us a bit more about it. Claire's son, Rob, his relatively new wife, Lydia, and their really new son, Dante. So welcome to the Wallo family.
Hi, Joe. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure. With a baby on the set, I might as well just leave. You can just get a close-up of Dante, leave that on for the rest of the show, and everybody will be happy.
He's all decked out with his purple today.
Yes, I see that. I see that. So, Rob, a lot obviously has happened in the in the past, 2 years, really, right, since the last walk in 2018.
Yep, 2018 was our last walk in person. Yeah. And 2019, Lydia and I were married, so we took that year off.
Yes.
And then 2020, last year, obviously with COVID, we had a virtual walk.
Right.
So this year we'll be in person for the 10th anniversary of Promises for Purple.
It's great. It really is. It's great. Did you ever think it could get to this point when it first all got together? Because you and your brother were the ones that challenged your mom to say, "Well, do something about it." So she certainly did.
Yes, yeah. My mom was very passionate about the cause, about, as you said, letting people know about the disease, and raising funds for Dana-Farber where she received treatment.
Right.
And my younger brother and I suggested, you know, this is a great opportunity to do something, and she was. Very passionate, yeah. and the rest is history. And to be here 10 years later, it's bittersweet.
Yeah,
we have obviously Dante and a new generation to carry things forward, but it's important to the family that we continue her legacy and what she's put together.
Absolutely. She put up a brave battle against pancreatic cancer. I believe she died in 2014, is that right?
Correct.
Yeah, but brought a lot of attention to keeping the purple flowing. I know that was her mantra, right? Purple, the color of pancreatic cancer research. Mm-hmm. And really, to her tribute, she has done that because over a couple hundred people show up every year, and more than that donates to that cause. So that wouldn't have happened without her.
Yep, that's right. We have a few hundred folks join us each November.
Yeah.
And so far we've raised $231,000 for research, and we're hoping to hit the $250,000 mark this year.
Sure.
So a lot of things that we wouldn't imagine have happened have happened, and it really brings a lot of people together.
Mm-hmm.
From all across the country, really.
Yes.
And bringing this community together to talk to one another and just show support.
Mm-hmm. Lydia, I'm curious, when you learned about the organization and about Claire and about the mission, you know, what was your feelings about it?
So the first walk that I attended was actually in 2015.
Oh, okay.
I unfortunately never had the opportunity to meet Claire, but I have heard so much about her.
Yes.
It sounds like she has an incredible personality, you know, dearly beloved by family and friends. So it's, you know, as someone that's coming in kind of as an outsider initially, yeah. It's great to be able to be a part of the community every November. You know, I'm glad that I can donate my skills to help fundraise for pancreatic cancer. And, you know, I really feel like a part of the family and mm-hmm. feel like a part of the Promises for Purple family.
Sure. How will you kind of, you know, bring Dante into the fold? What will you tell him about his grandmother?
So, you know, I think we're already going to tell him how wonderful she was,
yeah.
and what a difference that she's made in the lives of other patients receiving treatment at Dana-Farber. And, you know, we're hoping that maybe this year he won't be able to walk,
right.
but next year.
He can stroll.
Exactly. Next yeah. year and the year after, you know, we're hoping that he'll be able to carry on her legacy and
yeah.
we can keep the walk going.
Yeah. What? How old is Dante, by the way?
He just turned 6 months yesterday.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
We're celebrating his half birthday with the walk this year.
Rob, what do you think your mom, you know, would say that she would be a grandmother?
I think she'd be honored and
yeah.
and really we're very blessed.
Absolutely.
I think, you know, I know that she's still part of everything that we do. And, you know, when everyone is gathered at the walk, there's all these people and just the support that's there, you just feel her presence. Mm-hmm. And you know that things are going to be okay. I think she would love to have met Dante. And she'd probably comment about his hair.
It's a little. Well, I can tell you she'd be very happy that he's wearing purple.
Yes.
No question. So let's talk about the event itself. It is this coming Sunday. Check in at noon. The walk starts at 1 o'clock. But you've got really a full slate of entertainment and fun and prizes lined up.
Yep. So registration begins at 12 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We'll start the walk around Sunset Lake at 1. We have a food truck from Mom on the Go. Which,
that's different.
Okay. We people need to eat, and we're happy to feed them.
Yeah.
So we have that food truck. We also have a whole list of silent auction items, which you can actually bid for online,
mm-hmm.
Including Red Sox tickets, 100,000 Sky Miles from American Airlines, some tool gift baskets, and a four-day fun pass to Starland, which I think for all the
there
parents
you go.
Out there yeah. would be great. So that silent auction closes on the 14th of November.
Okay.
But the day of the walk is it's fun, it's family-oriented, and we're encouraging everyone to wear their purple, obviously.
Absolutely, yeah. The walk itself, it's a 5K, so a little over 3 miles, and mm-hmm. usually it's marked with purple ribbons all along the route. Is that the case again this year?
Yep, that'll okay. be the case. It's sidewalk only, and yep. People can go at their own leisure. There's no prize for the winners,
right.
But some people like to finish first,
sure,
which is fine. But otherwise, it's really just a nice day out for the family.
Yeah. Tell me about the committee that puts this order, because it really is truly still grassroots. You know, even though you've raised almost $250,000, you're doing it 10 years, and you have like 300-plus people, but you're still keeping it, you know, grounded.
Yeah, absolutely. The success of Promises from day one when my mom started it is all about the volunteers mm-hmm. who've donated their time and their expertise and to help. So the committee is our close family. It's,
yeah.
it's my cousins, my aunts and uncles, and then Joe and others who have donated your time and efforts over the years to make this possible. So none of this would be possible without all the time spent making phone calls and asking for donations from local businesses to support the cause.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know it specifically goes to the research being done at Dana-Farber by Dr. Brian Wolpin, who was your mom's doctor, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Dr. Wolpin was my mom's oncologist.
Yeah.
He's also the director of the Pancreatic Cancer Center at Dana-Farber.
Yeah.
And, you know, the disease itself is very deadly. It's the third most deadly disease behind lung and colon cancer in the country. And Dr. Wolpin's research is very important to find early detection.
That's the key, yeah.
Is finding early detection.
Yeah.
It's something they just haven't figured out yet.
Right. Yeah, not so much even a cure right now, just detection. Because if it is detected early enough, it can be treated and successfully, too. The big problem is it can't be detected.
That's
that
right.
Was the case with your mom too, right? Yeah, she was. It was already stage four, as I recall.
Yes, it was stage four, yeah. And you know, that's something that his team over the past 10 years have advanced significantly.
Right. Yes.
From when my mom would be visiting him at Dana-Farber and receiving chemo and treatment to today, they've made a whole bunch of strides toward that goal.
I know immunotherapy is the kind of the big watchword now in that area of research, using the body's own cells basically to cure itself. Yeah, so that's exciting to see.
Yes.
Lydia, I'm curious, is pancreatic cancer in your family at all?
Fortunately, it's not.
Okay.
But, you know, just in the past few years that I've been helping with the walk, it feels like, unfortunately, you hear so often, you know, someone's uncle had it,
yes.
or someone's mom, that it is more common than you would realize. And, you know, because there's not early detection, it just is, I think it makes it that more heartbreaking
yep.
to hear of that diagnosis. So we're just doing what we can to help fund that, and hope that in future generations we'll be able to kind of nip it in the bud.
Absolutely, yeah. It, hopefully, maybe in our lifetime, hopefully, certainly in Dante's lifetime. You mentioned you use your skills as part of the committee. What are your skills? What's your background?
So I did a master's.
Just leave that shot on, John. That's
exactly.
That's perfect.
I do think that I've been able to help the walk with putting together the online auction, working on just pulling the graphics together, you know, administrative tasks, organizing things, just getting
stuff.
The registration forms, you know, doing what I can to keep the committee moving, and like Rob mentioned, you know, getting all of the incredible donations that we have organized, and being able to put them together to be some great prizes for people to bid on.
Yeah, so many local businesses have stepped up to the plate to donate, you know, either their time or products to give away. I know a lot of local school groups, Rob's, are involved as well, either that day or, you know, volunteering leading up to it. So you've got really a strong backbone of support to put this on every year.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The support we get from local businesses over the past decade has been a game changer, and they continue to make those donations, whether it's a gift card from Poor Coffee House in Norwell to the local Home Depot donating a set of drills to the Braintree High School having sending kids for volunteer the day of, or to sing the national anthem.
Right.
So many South Shore businesses over the past decade have been helpful in keeping us in supporting the cause.
And it's particularly, you know, worthy to mention this year because businesses have struggled so hard through the pandemic, yet they are still, you know, there for you with having their own challenges too. So it speaks volumes, I think, for your mom's legacy, really, you know, that she inspired them so to continue to give and to continue to support.
Yes, she was not afraid to ask.
No, no, exactly. And if, you know, and if that's a lesson that she taught us all, you know, don't be afraid to ask. And the worst that they say is no. So far, but judging by this list, not many said no. Not many said no. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We, like you said, over the past year with COVID and the challenges that businesses have faced, it's really unbelievable to see how they continue to help year after year.
How did the virtual walk go last year?
It went well. We raised a little over $10,000.
Okay.
But we obviously had to change our game plan a bit. But fortunately, the day of the walk, folks would take photos and put them on social media of them dressed in purple all over the country.
Yep.
So it was really nice. It was good that we were still able to do something.
Yeah. Do you think something like that has a future, or did anything good come out of the pandemic for Promises for Purple?
The one good thing was putting the silent auction online.
Yeah,
I think that was super helpful.
Yeah,
I think to the extent that we can, we would love to keep the walk itself in person.
Yeah,
it's really something special to see all the different people there with all the different teams. Current patients of Dana Farber and Dr. Wilpin. Dr. Wilpin comes and he brings his research team with him. I think it's really powerful and something we'd like to continue if we can.
It's a shared experience, you know, whether you're affected by pancreatic cancer or not. It's a way to give back. And I think the fact that the doctor and his team and his family come every year too, you know, speaks volumes about his commitment to this particular cause. He's really been elevated in his status in this field and is recognized now as a noted researcher for pancreatic cancer. So I know that he thinks Promises for Purple is an important part of that for sure. Usually one of the landmarks or two in Boston are lighted purple for pancreatic cancer, like the Zakim Bridge, I remember one year, the TD Garden, anything like that happening again this year?
Not this year.
Okay.
It has in the past, as you mentioned. This year we were not able to light Boston Purple, so to speak. We had our hands full a little bit. But in the
future, you got to blame Dante for that. Okay.
I'll blame my lack of parenting skills as a new parent to juggle everything.
It's a learning. Well, he'll teach you everything you need to know. Not to worry. I'm sure that's true. When he is old enough,
do you hope that he'll be involved in Promises for Purple too?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think, you know, I would. It's a great way for him to understand who his grandmom was,
yeah.
And who my mom was, and absolutely, if he can be a part of it, we'd love that.
Sure, absolutely, Lydia. For yourself, will your family be part of this as well?
So my family is actually from outside of Philadelphia, so they won't be able to attend in person.
Okay.
But my sister-in-law donated a gift card for the auction item. You know, my parents have donated over the years.
Yep.
You know, they would love to be there in person, but they're sending their support from afar.
Sure, sure, absolutely. And I know that you're all over social media. Yes, folks can find you there. That's another aspect of, I guess, what happened through the pandemic. People were still able to connect that way and stay in touch that way and give that way as well.
Mm-hmm.
That particular day, Rob, how many folks are you expecting this year?
We're hoping for around 300.
Okay. How many teams have you got so far?
We have 9 teams.
Okay.
So good showing of support so far.
Yeah, it's not too late.
Nope. Online registration actually closes today.
Okay.
But we obviously welcome walk-ins, and you can show up as an individual, obviously, or join an existing team. But so far we have 9, and that's great. It's a lot of teams that have been with us in the past.
That's right, yeah. And again, as you mentioned, the online auction continues to the 14th, and you really can donate anytime.
That's correct,
yeah.
And visit promisesforpurple.org to donate.
Thank you for coming in, and thank you, Dante, for making the show a big hit. I understand this is his Halloween costume, Lydia, is that right?
Yes, yeah. He was an eggplant for Halloween, and we're doing double duty with the purple onesie, but he will be dressed in purple on Sunday.
All right, well, we will look for him. So congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
Certainly, and we look forward to seeing you on Sunday as well.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks,
You're very
Joe.
Welcome.